An easterly is the most disagreeable wind in Lyme Bay. Lyme Bay being that largest bite from the underside of England's outstretched southwestern leg, and a person of curiosity could at once have deduced several strong probabilities about the pair who began to walk down the quay at Lyme Regis, the small but ancient eponym of the inn-bite, one incisively sharp and blustery morning in the late March of 1867. The cob has invited what familiarity breeds for at least 700 years, and the real Limers will never see much more to it than a long claw of old grey wall that flexes itself against the sea. In fact, since it lies well apart from the main town, a tiny Piraeus to a microscopic Athens, they seem almost to turn their backs on it. Certainly it has cost them enough in repairs through the centuries to justify a certain resentment, but to a less tax-paying or more discriminating eye, it is quite simply the most beautiful sea rampart on the south coast of England. And not only because it is, as the guidebooks say, redolent of 700 years of English history, because ships sailed to meet the Armada from it, because Monmouth landed beside it, but finally because it is a superb fragment of folk art. Primitive, yet complex. Elephantine, but delicate. As full of subtle curves and volumes as a Henry Moore or a Michelangelo. And pure, clean, salt. A paragon of mass. I exaggerate? Perhaps, but I can be put to the test. For the cob has changed very little since the year of which I write, though the town of Lyme has, and the test is not fair if you look back towards land.